you remember everyone you interacted with in the past few days? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jacqueline Evans, associate professor of psychology at Florida International University, discusses memory and contact tracing during COVID-19.
Imagine being asked to name all 50 states. Even if you know them all, you'll still probably forget a few. But forgetting a state doesn't mean it's not in your memory. Memory isn't often talked about when it comes to fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's one of the most useful, immediate, and widely accessible tools we have to slow the spread of the virus. Specifically, effective contact tracing relies on remembering all the people you had close contact with while infectious. But just like with the 50 states, it's easy to forget a few. My colleagues and I have been studying ways to improve contact tracing by taking advantage of how memory works. One technique that informed our work is the cognitive interview. Developed in part by FIU psychologist Ronald Fisher, the cognitive interview applies principles of psychology to investigative interviews, and it's effective for both person-to-person and self-administered interviews. Knowing this, and aware that many public health agencies are overwhelmed right now despite their valiant efforts, my colleagues and I created CogTracer, an online, private, do-it-yourself contact tracing interview tool. CogTracer guides you through a contact tracing interview, providing prompts to spark memories. For example, users are invited to mentally relive an experience by closing their eyes and visualizing themselves at a specific time and place. CogTracer also provides clue words like babysitter or exercise to cue people to think about activities and people they may not easily recall. This approach to contact tracing is not limited to COVID-19. It can be employed for other infectious diseases like Ebola, or yes, even in a future pandemic.
That was Jacqueline Evans of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.